Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Happy Valentine's Day. I've got 11 questions for you on true love. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. I got a whole bunch of questions about love and true love and the word true and the word love coming your way. And I hope you got a great day planned with your sweetheart at home, or if you're going out, or if you got something planned this weekend. Maybe you're going on one of those getaways. Maybe you're listening to this podcast on your way to one of those getaways, one of those, weekends where you go to like a casino or a resort or some sort of bed and breakfast. And that reminds me of a bed and breakfast, the only one I've ever stayed at, and the breakfast the next morning and how awkward it was to listen to the couple across the table describe their affair under hushed whispers. It was very apparent that these two people were having an affair because she kept saying, "We've got to get home. I have to get home. He's gonna find out." And the other guy said, "That's not what you were saying last night." Stuff like, it was literally the most awkward thing. I felt like I was on a sitcom. It was a very Larry David-esque situation where I just wanted to be like, you know that we can all hear you and you're passing eggs to us, right? We're like 3 inches away from you. So maybe you're going to do that. But if you are, hopefully it is not with the intention of adultery. Anyway, Valentine's Day is always a fun time. And because we're on a budget at my house, we are just giving the kids some things. And we do not have to buy each other gifts. And hey, I already bought her Michael Bublé perfume like 3 Christmases ago. So how could I possibly top that gift, right? How could I do it? Today's episode was recorded last night. That's right, last night at a place called Turnbull's Tavern in Uptown Whittier, California, and it was a ton of fun. You'll hear some shout-outs to a brewery called the Belching Beaver, which is a fun, fun place you should check out in Vista, California. So enjoy that. And another quick tidbit, if you have a Nintendo Switch, I highly urge you to go check out Yoshi's Crafted World. There's a new game coming out on March 29th, and they put the demo out yesterday, and man, it's a super fun game, especially if you like the old Yoshi's Island game, Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island, which was one of my favorite games of all time in the 90s. This is like a super updated, great-looking, amazing graphics version of that game with tons of puzzles and twists and just this awesome-looking little Big Planet kind of stitched-together world. So I'm a big fan so far, and I can't wait to buy that game on March 29th. That'll be a nice treat for myself in the springtime here. So go check that out. If you have a Switch, I recommend it. I played through the demo and 100% of the demo in like an hour, and I just kept going back to try and figure out what I missed. So you're not going to miss any fun stuff today because I've got a whole bunch of stuff coming your way right now in the form of trivia questions on true love. Let's listen to these 11 questions and see how many of these you can get right. Here we go.
This is round number one. It's called True Love, and you're playing trivia at Turnbull's Tavern every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. here in Whittier. Number one for True Love, the band Loverboy had the hit 80s song Working for the Weekend. What country are they from? What country is the band Loverboy from? Here comes question number two, everybody. Number two, currently Lovie Smith is the head coach of what college football team? Lovie Smith used to be head coach of the Chicago Bears. I'm from Chicago. Wow, that's a big play. Thank you so much. Number two, currently Lovie Smith is the head coach of what college football team? Take a guess on that one, number two. Here comes number three on your list, True Love. What comedic actor is starting to film Punch Drunk Love? Number three, what comedic actor? Starting the film Punch Drunk Love. Shout out to my friends for the tap takeover tonight. It's a Keep the Pipe Glass night, and that is the Belching Beaver Brewery. Belching Beaver, and those guys are playing trivia. They're the team to beat tonight. And try some of their beers. They got two on tap, one in a can, and one in a giant 14-ounce bottle. No, sorry, 22-ounce bottle to take home. Number three, what comedic actor started the film Punch Drunk Love? Number three. Number four on your list, Alice Siebold wrote what 2002 novel turned into a 2009 film directed by Peter Jackson. It was not one of the Lord of the Rings. Number four, Alice Siebold wrote what 2002 novel turned into a 2009 film directed by Peter Jackson. This one's pretty depressing, I'll give you that. Pretty depressing, but really interesting cinematography. Number four. Here's your next question. Number five, what network aired the show True Blood? Number five, what network aired that show True Blood? Mark it down, write it down if you've got it. Number five, what network aired the show True Blood? Number five. So hot. What? Who said that? Number six, Love Me Tender was a 1956 song by what artist? Love Me Tender was a 1956 song by what artist? Number six. True Love, number six. Love Me Tender was a 1956 song by what artist? Here's number seven. Check it out. Who receives a Valentine from Lisa Simpson reading I Choose You? Number seven, which character on The Simpsons receives a Valentine from Lisa Simpson reading I Choose You? Number seven. Here comes number eight, True Love. I got this feeling on this summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. Our lyrics from what Iconopop song title? This was a hit, one hit wonder, kind of a song on the radio. What was the name of it? Last 10 years or so. I can give you that hint. Sometimes when people yell, like, give me a hint, like, they just ask me things, I just answer them. So you can always ask me things. Sometimes I'll spit it out. Number eight, I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. Our lyrics, what Iconopop song title? Number eight. Number nine, Mike Love is the founding member of what hit group? Mike Love is the founding member of what hit group? Number nine, Mike Love. That is a real person. Famous famous group. Number nine, not strangers to this region on the West Coast. Mike Love is the founding member of what hit group? Number nine. Number 10, what reality show that was a spinoff of Flavor of Love starred Tiffany Pollard? Number 10, what reality show that was a spinoff of Flavor of Love starred Tiffany Pollard? Number 10, True Love. Number 10.
More like.
And the bonus, all you have to do for 2 points is have two people kiss on your team. Take a picture of it and tag Ryan Buzz, R-Y-A-N-B-U-D-S, and this venue. I knew that would wake you up. A lot of dudes on dudes in this room. A lot of old dude teams. Let's see what happens. Every team that does that gets 2 points. Give those smooches. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back with the answers to round number one, True Love, in just a minute. Happy kissing. These are the answers for round number one. This was True Love. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you guys are having a great Valentine's Day Eve here in Uptown Whittier. We do trivia every Wednesday at 7. Special tap takeover tonight from the Belching Beaver guys. And first place just added a tour of the brewery, a visit to the brewery, and some rounds of beer when you get there. Very, very cool stuff. Number one, the band Loverboy had the hit 80s song Working for the Weekend. What country are they from? That is Canada. Oh, Canada. Calgary, Alberta. Number two, currently Lovie Smith is the head coach for the University of Illinois. I went to Western Illinois University, not too far from there. Number three, what comedic actor starred in the film Punch Drunk Love? Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, pretty interesting movie. Number four, Alice Siebold wrote what 2002 novel turned into a 2009 film directed by Peter Jackson. That was a tough one. It was The Lovely Bones. Anyone ever see that movie? Lovely Bones. Pretty heavy movie. Number four. Number five, what network aired the show True Blood? HBO. HBO, Hobo. Number six, Love Me Tender was a 1956 song by Elvis. Shout out to the team in the back who got it. Nice job, team. They refused to play with real answer sheets. They're using a napkin. They said, you don't want to see this, but they got that one for sure. Number seven, who receives a Valentine from Lisa Simpson reading I Choose You? That is Ralph Wiggum. Ralphie boy. Ralphie. Number seven. Number eight, I got this feeling on the summer day when you were going, I crashed my car to the bridge, I watched, I let it burn. I don't care, I love it. Remember that song? It's on the radio all the time. You got it, very good. and she loves it. Number eight. Number nine, Mike Love is the founding member of the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys. If you missed that one, you must not like surfing. Number 10. What reality show that was a spinoff of Flavor of Love star Tiffany Pollard? I Love New York. I Love New York. And the bonus for 2 points, you just had to make out with somebody. Most of you did that and tagged me in some very raunchy pictures. Thanks for doing that, guys. Thanks so much for playing. Those are the answers to round number one. True love. Happy Valentine's Day.
There it was. A lovely, lovely Valentine's Day episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I read those questions to my wife. And she was like, she goes, wow, that Lovely Bones, that is not a movie about love. I said, I know, but it has love in the title, Lovely Bones. She goes, you know what it's about? I go, yeah, I know what it's about. It's depressing. And she said, yeah, you got to take that out. I said, I already did it. And she said, oh, she just kind of left the room. So hopefully you knew that one and at least got the point right if you were playing this episode against somebody. And I have not read the book nor seen the movie, but I do know the content. And if you like this show and you want to support the fun stuff we do on here every single day, you can always go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see what we got brewing over there. There's also a very cool thing for just a buck. If you have a buck you want to donate, you can join our Discord app chat, which is like an ongoing AOL chat room. And I post fun stuff in there too. I'll be posting some screenshots of this Yoshi's Crafted World demo that I've been playing and letting everybody know what's going on in my pop culture world over in that chat room. Join for just a buck. Again, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with me. Cheers.